Thank you, everybody, for coming along this morning, and particularly to the many in the audience who did so much to make sure that we Conservatives won in London this year. You showed that we can overcome a Labour lead and win, even in places which Ed and Keir, well, two Eds, I should say, are so cocky as to think they own. I know that Dave will win in 2015 when the economy has turned around and we're already seeing signs of progress, when people are benefiting from jobs and growth and the firm leadership you have shown, the tough decisions you have taken, not least coming on to hear this speech today. So many happy birthday, by the way. Happy birthday, by the way. And pleased to see that you've called me a blonde-haired mop in the pages of the... a mop is what I am. Well, if I'm a mop, Dave, then you are a broom. A broom that is cleaning up the mess left by the Labour government, and a fantastic job you are doing. And I thank you, and I congratulate you, and your colleagues, George Osborne, the dustpan, Michael Gove, the J-cloth, William Hague, the sponge. To learn the lessons of the Olympics and the Paralympics, the moment when I think we collectively rediscovered that we are a can-do country. A creative, confident, can-do country. The Olympics succeeded because we planned them for years, we worked together, public sector and private sector, and we put aside party differences, by the way, and this is the right moment, I think, to say thank you to Tony Blair, Gordon Brown, Tessa Jowell, and yes, Ken Livingstone. Thank you. Right. I really think, Ken, there is no coming back from that one. You've just got a clap from Tory party conference. That, if that hasn't finished you, nothing will. I believe in a low-tax, low-regulation economy. And I believe that as far as possible, government needs to make life easy for those who get up at 5 o'clock in the morning to get their shops or their businesses ready, the strugglers, the strivers. We know who they are, many of them in this room, by the way. The backbone of the UK economy. As Napoleon almost said, Britain is a nation of small and medium-sized enterprises. And we need to think every day what we can do to create the right conditions for them to flourish, to become more than medium-sized, to become gold medalists in the UK, in the global economy. Why? We need to look honestly at what is happening to kids in our schools and as they leave our schools. And I am a passionate supporter of what Michael Gove is doing with his Free Schools Revolution, which is seeing parents and teachers and charities coming together to create wonderful new places of learning, like Toby Young's West London Free School in Hammersmith. Big shout out for Toby Young's. Stephen Greenhouse played a big role in that, where they teach Latin. Prime Minister. Latin, and how to translate Magna Carta, or the East London, which I know you knew anyway. And I'm pleased to tell you, conference, that since we last spoke, I have kept my promise to London. I kept virtually all my promises to London, I'm pleased to say, if not, and introduced a new generation hop-on, hop-off replacement for the Routemaster bus. And has anybody seen these machines? They're rather elusive at the moment. I have to admit, when you spot them, it's a bit like seeing some piece of charismatic megafauna in the Serengeti. It's an exciting moment when you see them. They are the cleanest, greenest new bus in Europe. They have conductors. They do. By the way, which my predecessor promised to bring back and then refuse and then failed to do. I mean, we not only keep our own promises, we keep Labour promises as well. And where is the new bus for London made? The new bus for London is made in the United Kingdom with cutting-edge UK technology, driving British jobs and growth. You go to Soho, you find young people coming up with programmes. Steady. That's no longer true of Soho, as I'm sure the many admirable Westminster councillors here will will testify. You will, instead of your rather antiquated impressions of Soho, you will find dynamic young people working in the film industry, You will find dynamic young people working in the Hollywood film industry, or should I say, the so-called Hollywood film industry, because what they are doing is they are using very, very powerful computer graphics techniques to make those Hollywood movies, those so-called Hollywood movies, and they are being made in London, and the revenue is coming to London. And when they watch Gangnam Style on their TVs in Korea, do you know they watch it on TVs with the use of aerials made in London? In Wandsworth? Absolutely true. The Dutch ride bicycles made in London. The Brazilians use mosquito repellent that is made in London. Every single chocolate hobnob in the world is made in London. It's absolutely true. We're going to sort out our aviation capacity problem, aren't we? Yes. Though we're not going to be able to throw a runway. We're going to put in air-conditioned and driverless trains on our London Underground network. Automatic trains. And I saw the other day that Bob Crowe says RMT drivers won't test drive driverless trains. And I just want to say gee thanks, Bob. That's the objective. We've got the right government in Westminster. We've got the right government in Westminster. And I will fight to keep it there. To keep it there. And just as we all fought together this year to keep London from lurching back into the grip of a cabal of semi-Marxists and taxpayer-funded Chateau Neuf du Pape swilling tax minimizers and car-hating, to put it mildly, and car-hating bendy bus fetishists, I will fight, I will join you in the fight to keep this country from lurching back into the grip of the two Eds, Balls and Miliband. Unreformed, unrepunished, unrepentant about what they did to the economy and for the deficit that they racked up. And we need to go forward now from the age of excess under Labour through the age of austerity towards a new age of enterprise. When we do what we did during the Olympics, when we discovered so much about what we can do, and we build a world-beating platform for Britain and for British people and businesses to compete and to win, and we need to do it now, and we need to start here under the Conservatives. Thank you very much indeed.